Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, thanking God for another day of being here. We want to thank Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kids FM Radio New York City, currently with iSoRadio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing at Saturdays on the radio from 7 to 10 p.m. Again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he's Grace New York with the best of live R&B events. Head over to his website, track1entertainment.web.com. Find out what he's up to and see how you can be a part of it. Okay, and to my team, Lady Diamond Elaine Yeves, DJ Domerica, Rodney Williams, Monster Miles, and of course, our activists and panelists from Toledo, Ohio, Deacon Betty Williams. Thank you guys for what you do on and off the air. My starting panelist, Professor Carlton Jones, Altaric Atkins, Taylor Jenkins, Kim Milton, Patrick Irvine, Erica Talbert. Excuse me, guys, I am dealing with a hell of a cold over here. Darlene and Arlene and Kevin Crosby from New Panther Party, thank you guys very much for all that you do with the discussions. Thanking my social media neighborhood out there, the On the Edge Listeners Lounge with Katie Barnett, Urban Intellectuals with Patrick Irvine. What About Us with Professor Carlton Jones, Marvin Young with the Capitalist N Group, Black Love and Conversations with Linda Miller, and we cannot forget our longstanding sponsor, Mr. Mark Pittman with the History Group, Real World Black News and Discussions Group, and the Black History Suppress Group. Thank you, Mark, and all of you out there for helping to make this show continue to be on the mission that it is to help get some things together with our people as well as the community. So thank you again. We are speeding up the listeners' count over here, and we are at 27,725 listeners. I don't know where you guys are coming from. Thanking you all very much for sticking our little hole in the wall to be your entertainment and your discussion place. So I want to thank you for that. Now, today we are going to be coming off of our long-term prison series, and we're going to be touching on another very important issue, touching our kids. And we have been discussing things like this for a while. We see what's happening, but the thing that's going on at this particular time is that it is starting to get real serious here with our kids. Now, a 14-year-old girl out here in Queens, New York, went to the store and she bought what all of our kids are really getting into nowadays, colored contacts. And they're not prescription, they're just for fashion pretty much. I'm trying to change up their look a little bit. And apparently, according to her, she went to sleep with them. I don't know if she was misinformed or pretty much just forgot. And now the child is suffering a cornea eating disease from either a parasite or something gone wrong with the colored contacts. And where we're at now is that she's going to lose vision in one of her eyes. Okay. Who do we blame? Do we blame the store? Do we blame the parents? Do we blame the child? Or is the problem a little deeper rooted with the fact that our children are not happy with themselves and no one is out there pretty much trying to help them tap into loving themselves as they are? That's the question. Now, with that being said, we're going to go into our routine of a pre-broadcast discussion song, and we're going to be actually dealing with an empowered group. All of us love them. All of us know them. TLC, Going Out With No Scrubs. After TLC and a word from our sponsors, we'll be back to get this discussion started. So keep it locked with Katie. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. The show that gives you real talk about real issues needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, and tonight we're going to be discussing the topic, When the Cost of Beauty Kills. Now, as you all know, I always pick up a Catalyst article to start the conversation, and this one really hit me because our children nowadays, we already know the media's got them. We already know the lack of the village got them. We already know that everything about them, from the racism that's out there in Black America to Hollywood telling you that you got to be long-haired and skinny and